Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's David. Kelly has the day off once again today.
Yep, out in Atlanta.
So we celebrate the fact that she's not here.
Woo!
We get to have more fun. So when she's not here, we bring on girls, right, David?
Oh, absolutely. Every Friday.
Well, because, like you've said, really, since she got here, the hashtag would be jealous.
Oh my gosh, I've never said that.
Is it still true that you believe jealous? That you believe Kelly might be jealous of having Miss Arkansas contestants on the air. Is that still true?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah on that one.
So, is it still true that your girlfriend is extremely mad that you were sliding in the DMs of Miss Arkansas contestants?
That is not true. I ended up making a big deal about that when I didn't need to.
Did she think it was weird?
No, she didn't think so.
She knows it's your job.
Yeah, she was actually listening to our podcast yesterday and laughed about it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, so she's in a good mood about it.
That's good. She's much more forgiving than my wife.
Yeah, I wiped away the sweat bead.
Can you imagine me going to my wife, hey, I just want to let you know I've been messaging all kinds of girls trying to get them on. What girls have you messaged? Oh, just girls in Miss Arkansas.
I don't know if she'd take that one too well.
I don't know either. I'm not going to try it.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Might be the best idea.
So I put those things on you. Hey, you message all the girls and let me know how that turns out.
Oh, I know. That's my job here.
So this morning, we do have a couple of the contestants coming on the show.
Yep, Bailey Moses, Destiny Quinn. A couple of Miss ASUs here. They've won different pageants throughout the years, and here they are going to Miss Arkansas.
I was reading early this morning, that Bailey Moses has won a competition already, one of the preliminary competitions. I read that Claudia Raffo's won a preliminary competition, too. So
yeah, it's good to see Northeast Arkansas represented so well.
So we'll be chatting with more of those contestants as we go throughout the show. That's going to be fun. Also, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, so yep. We want to talk about Dad and how we can celebrate Dad and some of the cool memories that you know people have about their dads and the things like that that have happened in their lives. I struggled this morning to eat because, you know, like, how do you eat your eggs? If you're going to have eggs in the morning, how do you eat them?
Oh, scrambled. All the way.
All the way.
Yep.
You never do sunny side up.
Nope.
Never do a fried egg.
Nope.
Never do a hard boiled egg.
Nope.
None of that.
Scrambled. Every time.
What do you put in your eggs?
Usually just salt and pepper.
Okay, so when you get, like, you get a bowl out and you mix them beforehand, or you mix them in the pan?
Usually in the bowl after I'm done with it.
All right, so here's what I was doing this morning. Well, actually, last night. I wanted to make my eggs last night because I hate stinking up the house first thing in the morning, and I don't really have that extra 5 minutes to cook.
Right.
So last night, I made myself, I believe it was 6 fried eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
I got 5 down. Dude, I feel so queasy this morning from eating so many eggs.
Well, yeah, because, oh, gosh.
Because the consistency of eating a fried egg isn't as easy as eating a scrambled egg.
I don't eat them a whole lot.
Well, see, I thought it was going to be good because, like, the scrambled things, sometimes I just, like, oh, I get this weird vibe with them.
Really?
So I thought if I had the nice yolk in the middle, then I can just, that's kind of like the dessert part of the egg, but I think maybe I had a few too many.
Yeah, I mean, when you eat 5, probably back to back to back like you did. Oh, gosh.
I feel queasy right this very minute.
I can see that.
So, and I don't really dig eggs anyway. It's like my favorite thing.
I love eggs.
You do?
Yeah, eggs are so good.
Okay, so that's I'll pass my eggs on to you.
Yeah, if you want to give me your eggs.
But that's legit why I bring in chicken and I bring in steak for breakfast, because it's like I'd much rather eat that than the other stuff.
Did you eat the eggs cold?
No, I did warm them up.
Okay.
But there's something about knowing you microwave fried eggs and then the yolk's running out and they've been microwaved yolk. I mean, it's all kind of strange.
It is kind of gross.
I probably poisoned myself this morning.
Maybe a little bit.
Let me know if I turn green.
Oh. Dude, that's just weird.
It does make you feel sick when you think about it, right?
Yeah, it does.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's a new update on Twitter, and I noticed it last night, not because my phone updated automatically, but because people were bashing the new Twitter.
Were they going after it?
Like they hated it. Because as people, we hate change.
Yeah, no. It takes us forever to get used to something, then they change it.
So did you get the new Twitter? Have you updated yet?
My phone is stuck. It has 28 updates and will not update any of them. So I have a little bit of an issue with that. I don't know what's going on with my phone.
28 updates.
28. And it drives me crazy because I hate seeing a number.
Dude, there could be all kinds of like critical iPhone, iOS updates that you're missing.
I know.
So here's what I noticed. I'm going through the new Twitter hashtag, right? Because if you go and manually download it, people are bashing it. This one says, hashtag new Twitter, a completely unnecessary cosmetic change. Let's see here. How about this one? Hashtag new Twitter. So people just don't like it because we're not used to it. Now here's one that says, I absolutely love the new Twitter.
So Does it like look different, or is it like interactive different, or what's the big difference?
No, okay, I'll show it to you from here. Okay, so like, of course I follow some wrestling stuff. So if you see a halfway nude male, that's what that is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there's what it looks like. Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, a little bit. It looks a little bit smoother.
So, okay, there's your feed.
Uh-huh.
There's your search. There's your notifications and messages, and or there's your messages there. So now if you want to see your profile, you actually have to click up here on your profile in the top left.
Gotcha.
And then go to profile.
Okay. I don't mind that too much.
No, I mean, I didn't mind it. I actually think it looks a little bit better, but man, I'm in the minority on that thing because most people absolutely hate it.
Isn't that insane? Like, they're trying to make the app better and everyone just hates it.
Yeah, it's weird because, I mean, and people got passionate about it. Again, when I was going through Twitter, I didn't even know there was a new one because my phone didn't update automatically. I guess it was going to maybe update overnight or something.
Yeah, it's
because,
kind of strange.
Like, all my updates have gone through except for that one, so I had to manually go in. If you have an iPhone and you haven't updated to check it out, you can go to your home screen, and then there's a deal app store.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to that, then there's the apps that you can... Actually, is that it? Is that how I did it? Because now it doesn't look right.
I think so.
Yeah, the updates on the bottom right.
Updates, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, I had to like restart my phone or something. I don't know what's going on with that.
So if you have Twitter, you can follow both of us, Brandon on KFIN, and his is David on KFIN.
Yep.
Vegetables. It's like a necessary evil, right?
Oh, yeah, you kind of need them.
Well, because like you're kind of told as a kid you got to eat your vegetables.
Yeah. Well, they're good for you.
Well, they're good for you, and they have like, you know, carbs and all the vitamins and stuff like that that you need. And, like, there's good carbs because a lot of people think carbs are all bad, but there's good carbs.
Yeah.
Vegetables have good carbs. What do you think is the most popular vegetable?
Ooh.
What's your favorite personally?
Lettuce.
So you don't have one, do you?
I don't actively eat a lot of that kind of stuff. Broccoli's not terrible.
Broccoli's number one on the list.
Oh, okay.
Now, see, here's the thing with broccoli. To me, like, I don't really care for broccoli, but it's one of the best vegetables for you.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is. That's why, like, a lot of bodybuilders will eat veggies or the broccoli.
I didn't realize it was, like, that great
for it. No, it's because it has all the vitamins and all that stuff. And so I do eat it, but I don't really care for it that much. Now, I do like it whenever you put some soy sauce on it, like you're making some kind of Chinese food, because then it's okay.
It's a little bit different in that point. I like putting it in a salad, too.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Put it in a salad, and you put some mushrooms and cheese and croutons.
And you chop them kind of small.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't just go and just, like, peel off a big old thing of broccoli.
No.
What about with ranch?
I don't like ranch.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Said no one but you.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably the only person in Arkansas that doesn't like ranch.
So, what about broccoli with cheese? You ever tried that?
It's okay. It's okay. It's kind of like the Brussels sprouts thing.
Oh.
I'm not the biggest fan of that.
I struggle with those.
Yeah.
So broccoli's number one on the best vegetables. Corn is number two.
Oh, I like corn and green beans. And
green beans is number 10.
Yep, I like green beans a lot.
So if you're going to have a vegetable with, let's say it's going to be, I don't know, your grilled chicken or baked fish.
Probably going to be green beans.
That's what I would typically go with.
Because I like those a lot.
You do the canned ones?
Yeah, I do the canned ones, but I put them in like my pan, and then I'll put lemon juice on it and a little bit of garlic.
Okay, let me give you some advice too, because I never bought fresh green beans.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit more work, but you ever have those like the beef at a Chinese restaurant that has the beef and those long green beans?
Yeah,
that's what green beans look like.
Mm-hmm.
So you go chop the ends and throw them in a pan. Oh my gosh,
I bet those are
pretty good. They're really good.
Yeah,
to me it's easier to eat because the ones in the can get so salty. Like I didn't realize it until I tried the green beans that weren't in the can.
They do a little bit. You're right.
So it's broccoli, corn, tomatoes, mushrooms, carrots. Number five.
You know, I went through a phase where I was eating a little bit of kale too.
Yeah, that's not a real popular one.
Oh, kale is awful if you don't cover it in some kind of seasoning.
What do you think about the most popular fruit? What would you say it is?
Oh, probably apples or bananas.
Bananas is number two.
What's number one?
Strawberries.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
I can't believe watermelon didn't win. Because, like, to me, watermelon's my favorite.
I don't like watermelon.
You don't like watermelon or ranch?
No.
What is wrong with this guy? Somebody get him out of here, please.
Sorry, I'm picky.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Shania Twain's song is actually out today, her new hit, right?
Oh, it is, yeah.
And this is a song that they mailed to us, they emailed to us, and we got to play it first for you yesterday morning. Life's About to Get Good. If you haven't heard this song, let me give you another snippet of it. This is the new one, Life's About to Get Good, the first single from Shania in many years.
Oh, life's about joy. Life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved.
Here's what's cool about the song. It's off the album Shania Now that comes out in August. But she talks about the reason she chose this to be her first single off of the new album. And that's because her 15-year-old son loved this song the best.
That's kind of cool.
So she thought at that point, man, if it connects to him and makes him have all those great feelings, hopefully it will connect to other people. And again, when you hear that, man, it's just upbeat. You can tell it's Shania. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great choice for the first single off. Again, Shania Now, which does come out later on this year. I believe it's September the 29th.
All right, so Brett Eldridge has his new album coming out, also in August 4th. And he's going to be on this pretty neat thing tonight called CMT Instant Jam. And it's a concert he basically did in Las Vegas. And he plays a lot of his songs off his new album, including Something I'm Good At.
Or shaker, can't keep up with the pace. I've never met a dance floor that ever did me any good.
You know what's so cool about Brett Eldridge? If you haven't seen him in concert, he sounds the exact same in concert.
I know. You don't get too many of those artists that sound exactly like they do on the album cuts. He's one of those guys.
It was crazy to me watching him at the Combo sound so much like that. Again, that's on CMT tonight. He's going to do all of his big hits. So you think about the big hits that he's had. He's got tons of them.
I want to be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody.
You'll hear that tonight. You'll also hear this song tonight.
You got the soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip, cause you know that I lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of music.
And you'll hear this one too.
I woke up still drunk, drunk on your love, love.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So again, this morning, lots of cool stuff. I have a really cool wrestling announcement. So if you're a wrestling fan, I can't tell you much more other than I kind of posted a little bit of a teaser on my Twitter account last night at Brandon on KFIN. I'm not really supposed to say much more, so we'll give that a little bit of time.
Yeah, if you like wrestling, maybe you should go check that out.
I'm excited about what we get to announce this morning. Also, Miss Arkansas is coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of the Miss Arkansas contestants. I think contestants who have a good shot this weekend.
Oh, Destiny Quinn, Bailey Moses, both from Northeast Arkansas. We get to talk to them.
So we'll have them on right around 7:45 with Destiny this morning. And then sometime around, I think, 8:15 with Bailey. So we're going to have them on with us. But first of all, before we get to any of that, David, the question that I should ask you this morning is, will this be funny?
Absolutely, it will be funny.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, when I first read this story, I kind of put it under that category of shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
You know, when you're in the shower, you start thinking about the most obscure things on the planet. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Sometimes.
You're in the shower and you're like, I've never thought about that. Then, you know, instantly it goes away. But, you know, you have all those weird type thoughts.
Like you're looking around, you're like, what does this do? Why is this here?
I don't know. Not
is
exactly.
Is that what you're talking about?
Not exactly on that regard.
Like, what's the function of this?
No.
Oh, not that.
Not that.
That's not. I don't think about that either. That's probably what Kelly thinks about.
Probably. We'll just say Kelly thinks about that.
She probably
kind of stuff.
Goes, that's what her, is this?
Yeah, that's her shower thoughts.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is it still true that's Kelly's shower thoughts?
That's 100% true. So basically, this is kind of like maybe a dumb shower thought. Not, that's a strong word here. But apparently 7% of adults in this country believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
David.
That's a real thing.
David.
It's real.
That can't be real.
It is.
Who thinks that, David?
I don't know. People just sitting in the shower like, I wonder if chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, another 48% say they're not sure where chocolate milk comes from.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding. You can buy the powder.
I know. Or the little chocolate syrup. You can mix it. But you know, when you think about all that, it's like less than half of people actually know where chocolate milk comes from.
Can you imagine somebody going out to try to find a cow that makes chocolate milk?
Yeah, well, good luck on that.
I mean, if you could find that, you'd be rich, but... That's wild.
This is the thought of
I'm embarrassed
to get...
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about trying to get chocolate milk from a cow.
How would you go about doing that, David?
People are crazy.
Yep, I think so.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Of course, we're heading into Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I got to post my Throwback Thursday photo. And I have, you know, my father passed away when I was 2.5. But I still have a bunch of photos of me and my dad, mm-hmm. which I love and I cherish. So my Throwback Thursday, I thought it was only appropriate going into throwback or into the Father's Day weekend that I posted a picture of me and my dad.
I like that picture.
And again, I'm probably about 1.5 years at this point. I believe it's my aunt's wedding and we're all dressed up. You know, he's got his tuxedo on. I have like my little kid tuxedo, but it's just one of my favorite pictures. I have it blown up in my office too.
Yeah.
But that's my Throwback Thursday. As we head into Father's Day weekend though, there's lots of great father memories out there. And like, because my dad passed away, a lot of mine end up being my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was there to kind of pick up the slack and be that guy in my life that was there to help us out.
Right.
And I can remember going to work with him. I loved going to work with my grandfather.
Really?
Just loved going there because he owned a car dealership and he had multiple locations, one in Plano, Texas, one in Dallas, eventually had one in Wiley. But as a little kid, his location in Dallas was on the second floor of a place. Like the cars were downstairs, but his office, you had to walk upstairs to it.
That's pretty cool.
But beneath the office was a 7-Eleven.
Oh, man.
So 7-Eleven is like a gas station convenience store. It's kind of like around here how a come and go would be.
Yeah, exactly.
But dude, like he would give us money. Like we'd run up to his office, Pop, we want to go to 7-Eleven. And he'd take out this big old wad of cash. And I don't know how much money it was. Like back then we thought it was, you know, he was a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
And it was probably, you know, some tens, some ones and all this kind of stuff. But we thought it was a ton of money. He'd pull that big old wad of cash out of his pocket.
Oh, thousands of dollars right there.
And he'd give us like $5. And we'd all get to go get candy and a Slurpee or a hot dog. And that was like one of those great memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him, like he would always take us places. Like we would go off. And we'd go to Cowboys games, or he wanted to take us skiing, or he wanted to do all kinds of fun stuff. He actually took me to my first concert.
Really?
My grandfather did. And it was the Michael Jackson tour.
Oh, dude.
The Victory Tour, I think it was.
That's pretty awesome.
At Texas Stadium. But so many great memories. For me, again, it's not a father memory because my dad died when I was so young. But for me, like my father memories are right there with my grandfather as a kid.
Yeah. I think I go back to, you know, my dad farms. Rice and soybeans. I know you like to say other things.
I won't on Father's Day weekend. I'll leave him alone.
No, but I grew up on the farm with him in a, you know, from probably even when I was real, real young, I'd go out there and just, you know, ride in his truck with him and we'd talk about different things. It'd just be me and him and the entire farm and I'd help him out in different things. You know, if it's working on the ground itself or, you know, fixing spills and all that kind of stuff, I'd be out there with him. And then we always watch every Super Bowl together, too. It's almost a holiday for us. So every Super Bowl since, like, 2004, I believe, we've watched.
You remember them?
Yeah, so since
that's cool, though.
13 years we've watched, or 12 years, I think. 2005, I think, was the first one. So 2005 on, we've watched every single Super Bowl. So that's gotten me into football, and we talk about that kind of stuff all the time, and we're engaged in the game, and... You know, that's stuff I'll never forget because, you know, watching Peyton Manning my whole career and then we get to watch him win his final game in the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, that was just so cool and, you know, an amazing experience I'll get to have forever with my dad. And I love that.
I think it's neat, too, because probably when he was out there teaching you the farm stuff, like you're out there in the field and you think I'm learning farming, I'm probably not going to do this. It was really about those life lessons he was teaching you that you didn't even realize he was teaching you. The Trace Adkins song that we played the other day, Just Fishing, where it's like, hey, she thinks we're just fishing, but we're out here really bonding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you got to do.
It's more so, yeah. I mean, I knew early on I really didn't want to go and farm. You know, I love it all, but I knew that wasn't just what I wanted to do.
Right, yeah.
And so he still made me go out there, but it was more just like, hey, this is how you This is how you work, basically. So
I think it's awesome.
I always appreciated all that.
I've been lucky later in my life when I married my wife to have Jeff Presley as my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And man, the stuff that he's taught me, he's kind of given me a lot of those things like, hey, here's how you fix this. Here's how you do this. And I kind of look up to him in that way too, because he's been there for our whole family. So Father's Day weekend, let's post that. Let's do Father's Day memories on Facebook. Facebook.com/KFIN1079. Let's share your favorite memories about your dad.
Let's do it.
And then what you can do is you can tell your dad, hey, go to the KFIN Facebook page. I wrote something special about you.
There you go.
So check it out. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coming up around 7:45 this morning, we'll have Destiny Quinn on the show with us.
Yeah.
She is Miss A-State, Miss Arkansas State University. She's down at the Miss Arkansas pageant in Little Rock. So we'll be talking to Destiny Quinn around 7:45. Around 8:15, Bailey Moses, who is Miss Northeast Arkansas. Mm-hmm. She'll be on the phone with us as well. So if you want to find out what these pageant girls are getting ready for this weekend and kind of like the intensity of the whole pageant thing.
Oh my gosh.
It's intense.
Oh, it's crazy.
And it's funny because, you know, like as a dude, I think of it like, okay, they go down there, they put on pretty clothes and they get up on stage. But all the work that went into getting them down there. And then, you know, I mean, they're going down there for scholarship money, and it's not just about the crown. Now, the crown's cool.
Yeah.
And you get to be Miss Arkansas for a year.
No, I was going back and forth messaging Bailey Moses. And so she sent me a message at 1 a.m. saying, hey, you know, I hope everything's doing okay. We're still on for this interview. And I woke up at 4 a.m. And then at 4 a.m., she sent me another message. I was like, man, is she even sleeping? Like, what's going on with all this
stuff? She doesn't even have time to sleep.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They're staying busy, but she's enjoying every second of it.
So again, Destiny at 7:45 this morning, Bailey Moses right around 8:15, talking Miss Arkansas this morning, also talking Father's Day.
Yep.
We kind of got emotional, and I don't know what's up with this week. It's Father's Day week and all this different stuff, but just talking about memories of dad, like your favorite memories with your dad, either your dad who's still here and you still get to make those memories, or like with me, my father passed away when I was really little, but still some great memories of my grandfather. So
yeah,
like that male influence in your life. Mm-hmm. We're sharing those on Facebook, facebook.com/KFIN1079. And the cool thing about that is we're going to go through and read some of those on the air. And you can tell your dad, hey, dad, I wrote something kind of neat about you.
Yeah, go check this out.
Yeah. So anyway, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
I am ready.
Let's do this.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Friday, June the 16th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lainey Murph, who is celebrating today, 17 years old from Jonesboro, so happy birthday to Lainey. Also celebrating today, Caroline Wood of Jonesboro, 14 years old. Kayla Burcham of Lepanto, happy birthday. Josh Mitchell of Cherry Valley celebrating. Candace Griffin Warren, 28 years old today. Remington Claire Lawson, 1 year old. And Felicia Price of Jonesboro is 23. Happy birthday from Ma. Celebrating tomorrow, Madison Simpson turns 12. Clay Humphrey of Jonesboro turns 21 tomorrow. Larry Wilson Jr. of Truman turns 49 tomorrow. And Tyler Ballard of Jonesboro turns 17. On Sunday, Tim Wood of Jonesboro turns 50 years old. And Ashley Brooks will be 21. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Diana DeGarmo is 30 years old today. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Look at that.
Can I tell you a funny story on Diana DeGarmo?
Go ahead.
So she was on American Idol, right?
Yeah, she was the runner-up to Fantasia in the third season.
One of our coworkers went off somewhere at some convention or something where Diana DeGarmo was.
Really?
And at one point, I had an autographed photo of Diana DeGarmo in our studio.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
True story.
That's silly pretty cool. Story.
I don't know what happened to her now, but...
Yeah, that's pretty neat, though. Sabelle Kikili. Kikili.
Sabelle?
Something like that.
Or is it Sybil?
Oh, it might be Sybil. Sybil Kikili is 37.
Oh, my gosh. What are you even talking about?
It's Shay on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Has a birthday, 37. The golfer Phil Mickelson is 47. And Laurie Metcalf is 62. That's Roseanne's sister, Jackie, on Roseanne.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Kendrick Lamar is turning 30 years old. Venus Williams is 37. Barry Manilow. He'll be 74 years old tomorrow.
Is he the guy from the Copacabana?
Yep, that's him.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, you're going to love these. Nathan Morris from Boys to Men is 46.
Oh, I loved Boys to Men.
I will do anything.
Girl, you need only ask.
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
And I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night.
Boys to Men's in a current commercial. I can't figure out which one it is.
Are they really?
Yeah, but they're like behind the fast food line or something.
I don't know if I've seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's a new commercial.
Go check it out.
Happy birthday, though, to Nathan Morris.
One of the most legendary singers of all time, Paul McCartney, is 75 years old today as well.
Ooh, that means we should play some Beatles stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe this one. Can you identify the song?
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Revolution.
Bam. Our general manager loves Paul McCartney.
I know.
Scott Seiler loves him. He's actually been to see him multiple times.
Really?
How about this one? Can you identify this one?
Oh, gosh.
You might get fired if you can.
Maybe I'm amazed.
Boom!
Maybe I'm amazed the way you love me all the time.
Or when your job's on the line, you can do it.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
Happy birthday to Paul McCartney, who celebrates today.
And Blake Shelton turns 41 years old today.
Oh, gosh. Happy birthday to Blake Shelton. We got to do some Blake stuff, too.
Oh, we have
to. She put the hurt and hurt. She put the why and try. She put the SOB and sober. She put the hang and hangover. She put the X and sex. She put the low and blow. She put a big F you in my future. Yeah, she's got a way. She's got a way with words.
Happy birthday to Blake Shelton, who is celebrating today.
Scott came here for the ups and downs.
This is my favorite one.
Yeah, it sounds good.
God gave me.
Okay, so remember back in the day, and you might be too young for this. Back in the day, we used to make these mixtapes.
Oh, man.
And you can either put them on a cassette back in the old days, or when we got the CD players with the writable CDs, it was like the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like you made your mixtape. This one was on my mixtape. This is a Blake Shelton hit from way back.
If you're calling about the car I sold it.
You remember this one,
Austin? Tuesday night, I'm bowling.
Rachel loves this song.
You got something. You're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S. If this is Austin, I still love you.
How old's Blake again?
41.
41 today.
Mine would be you. Kiss shining, back row flying, singing like crazy fools, making up her own.
It's funny when we go through these songs and these libraries like this, it just makes me want to go to the concert.
I bet a Blake show would be amazing.
Like I just want to go see him play.
My wildest dream come true.
And meet Gwen Stefani too.
Oh yeah.
Happy birthday to Blake show.
It's all about tonight. And the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right. No worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight.
Let's give away K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Felicia Price. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So there's a cool story from Lauren Elena at a CMA Fest. And Luke Bryan did something pretty similar to this. But basically, Lauren Elena surprised her fans in a huge way by getting in a car with them. But they had no idea it was her at first because she had a big cowboy hat on. She had a wig on.
Oh, my gosh.
Sunglasses. No clue who it was. Gets in the car. They're hanging out. They're talking about different things. And finally, one of the people in the car looks at her and says, "Were you on American Idol? I'm pretty sure I know who you are. You sing Road Less Traveled."
Oh, my gosh.
They recognized her after a few seconds. Everybody starts laughing, having a good time. But she had teamed up with Cracker Barrel and gave them free biscuits.
Oh, my gosh. Bring me some biscuits right now.
Heck, yeah. That's awesome.
So she actually sang the Road Less Traveled in the car with him?
I think so. They were having just a good time with it, you know?
Man, that's cool.
If you trust her,
can you imagine you're in the car and you look over and you're like, wait a minute, I know this person.
That's an awkward situation to be in because if it's not...
Oh, that's bad too.
Oh, yeah. But y'all know, that's so cool. They started screaming and having a good time in the car. Lauren Elena right there with you.
I don't know if you heard the story that we got a bunch of the Tim McGraw and Faith Hill tickets. We have a new stack of those tickets for the Soul to Soul tour.
Oh, sweet.
That's coming up in Little Rock. That show's going to be massive.
Huge.
And the more I see of them together, the more I'm like, I got to go to that show. Mm-hmm. So backstage, though, Tim McGraw has been posting some stuff on his Facebook page where he goes and he gets an opening act or somebody who's going to be at the show, and they like kind of rehearse. They do a song backstage. So on a recent show, he went backstage and had Midland there with him.
Oh, cool.
And they did the Alabama song, Dixieland Delight.
That's like your favorite song.
I mean, you know I love Alabama. So again, this is all backstage, acoustic. Just imagine that setting and listen to what this sounds like. Tim McGraw with Midland.
Rolling down backwoods, Tennessee byway. One arm on the wind. Hold my lover. With the other, the sweet soft southern thrill.
In black and white, it looks old school.
Man, that's cool.
Got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night.
And Midland's very old school looking.
Yeah.
Couldn't be better. I'm together with my Dixieland delight.
Here comes a hook. I love it.
Spend my dollar.
Wow.
Again, they're in a hallway of an arena.
It's
crazy.
Man.
It's a really cool video. It's up on Tim McGraw's Facebook page if you want to go and check it out. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so Miss Arkansas is coming up this weekend. And we are on the phone this morning with Miss Arkansas State University and somebody I've known since, it's kind of embarrassing to say, since she was a little girl. But welcome to the show, Miss Destiny Quinn.
Thank you for having me.
It is kind of weird to go back and look at pictures. Like, I have pictures of me and you at the sixth grade academic center. And the great thing about the thing, if you end up being Miss Arkansas this weekend, that's a great picture for my social media.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely. Definitely.
So tell me, like, whenever I first was kind of starting to meet you and the family and stuff like that, back when you were in around the sixth grade, was like the pageant thing something that you were already thinking about?
Oh, no, not at all. I actually didn't even begin competing until my 11th grade in high school. And so it's been a journey, and I never thought that I would get to this point. It's definitely something that I've worked hard for, and it's exciting and a lot of fun.
So as you're waking up this morning and kind of getting ready for a huge weekend, I know that this whole week has been a crazy week. It's not like you guys just show up on pageant day and you're done.
No, not at all.
So what's a week look like for a contestant in Miss Arkansas?
So we get here actually last Saturday, and we had an arrival ceremony, and then we began rehearsals. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, we have preliminary competitions. And so what that means is my first night, I competed in talent. Last night, I did swimsuit. And tonight, I will do my onstage question and my evening gown.
So what part makes you the most nervous as you're kind of getting ready? Is it all equal, or is there one part that kind of gets you a little more butterflies?
The whole thing gives me butterflies, but you prepare really hard to be able to get to the Miss Arkansas stage. months of preparation, hard work, and once you get here, it's just having fun.
So for people who don't understand the pageant lifestyle, obviously this isn't something you just wake up one day and you're on the stage and you're like, okay, here I am. This is how I just woke up. There's a lot of work, probably a lot of diet and training, stuff that a lot of people might not be thinking about that you guys or you girls have had to go through for the last number of months.
Yes, yes. So first, there's a lot of paperwork that goes into Miss Arkansas, but past that, I've been working out with Bryant Baker. He's my trainer. We've been at the gym at 6 a.m. every morning for about the past 3 months.
Wow.
Also, I learned to tap dance from Sloan Hawker. She's in Fayetteville, and she's a former Miss Arkansas. So we worked really hard on that. It was to Earth, Wind, and Fire September. And sweet. Just trying to brush up on my current events and get ready for the interview portion.
So, okay, tell me what you're allowed to eat as you get ready and get into those final few weeks, because I know, like, for my bodybuilder friends, when they're getting ready for a bodybuilder competition, they start cutting carbs and they get grouchy. What do you do to get ready in that final time?
So I did a lot of oatmeal, a lot of eggs, grilled chicken, but, you know, I'm not very good at dieting. I could definitely do better.
So tell me, as soon as you're off the stage, however it goes on at the end of the pageant, when you get out of that place, what are you going to go eat?
A lot of chocolate chip cookies and maybe some rolls. I love bread.
Man. And that's my weakness, too. Like, if I see bread or rolls, or like we started making these ranch burgers at home, but we buy those Hawaiian rolls. You know, the Hawaiian ones?
Yes, those are my favorite.
Oh, my gosh, they're so good.
So
the question thing, because, you know, a lot of times when you see stuff pop up on social media, if it's not Steve Harvey making a mistake at the end of a pageant, it's a pageant, you know, somebody, a contestant, I guess, up there, they get a question, they don't know how to answer the question. Like, to me, that would be the most nerve-wracking part.
Usually, you can say something. I feel like in that moment, God picks your question and you know how you're going to answer it. We're all extremely nervous leading up to that point, but usually, you can pull your thoughts together and get through it.
Again, Destiny Quinn joins us on the phone this morning. She'll be a part of the Miss Arkansas pageant as we head throughout the weekend. I know your family, obviously, is huge supporters. Are they all down there at this point?
Oh, they are. I've got a huge crowd here. Love them. I wouldn't be able to do this without them. They're amazing.
So we're excited for you to have the opportunity to step up on that stage. And if you get that crown of Miss Arkansas, I just want you in the studio as early as you can be here, okay?
Of course. Priorities, for sure, for sure.
Hey, good luck this weekend, Destiny.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so I wanted to make a cool announcement this morning. If you are a fan of WWE, if you love Monday Night Raw, if you love SmackDown, the news I was teasing last night on social media is that WWE Live is coming back to Jonesboro. And they're coming back again this year.
Oh, sweet.
A lot of times, you know, you get one time a year and that's about it. So we had them early in the year with the SmackDown crew. But the great news is we have the other crew coming in August.
Oh, man.
August 26th, the Raw crew at the Convocation Center. It's going to be a Saturday night in the summer with WWE Live at the Convocation Center featuring Roman Reigns. So my wife is excited about that.
A lot of ladies will be excited about that.
Roman Reigns is going to be here. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Samoa Joe is going to be here. Bray Wyatt. If you're a fan of Finn Balor is coming to the Convocation Center. One of my favorites. I love watching the women wrestle.
Who doesn't?
And Sasha Banks is coming.
Oh, man, this is going to be such a good
show.
She's
one of my favorites. She's awesome, so. Alexa Bliss will be there as well. WWE at the Convocation Center, August 26th. Now here's the deal. Tickets go on sale 1 week from today at 10 a.m. 1 week from today, 10 a.m. You can pick those up at KFIN.com. It's Saturday night, WWE at the Convocation Center. And again, the superstars from Monday Night Raw. Tickets on sale next Friday morning for this show with Roman Reigns and Finn Balor, and Ambrose, and Rollins, and probably The Miz, and Maurice, and all these people, you need to get your tickets early.
Absolutely. It's going to be massive.
So if you're a WWE fan, that's coming up next Friday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
On an average day, we have about 14 small decisions, right?
What do you mean, 14 small decisions?
Oh, like over the course of your life, it starts to add up. You know? So you end up getting like 2 years and 9 months of small decisions that you've made over the course of your entire life, your career, throughout your job, things like that. All these tiny little decisions. So you just want more time. And the things that really represent all this are what we want to buy, what we need to wear, what we need to eat, what we're going to watch on Netflix, how we're going to waste time at work.
Dude, I've never thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we waste so much time trying to figure out food.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Me and Rachel, we actually have this little thing where we pick three restaurants. I'll pick three. She narrows it down to two, and I'll pick the one out of the two we have left. That's how we have to decide. Otherwise,
every time.
Yeah, that's basically how we have to do it every time. Otherwise, we just sit there and we argue for half an hour.
That's a good idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee after I pick the one that I choose out of the two, my wife would say, I don't really want that.
Yeah, and then you start fighting again.
Again. So then we start the whole process again. I can't tell you how many times we've been out trying to find a place to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, fine, you know what? I'll go home. And I'll drive home, and boy, you want to talk about mad? That makes
fired up.
Like, hey, just help me make the decision.
One of the worst ones, too, is to find out what you want to watch. Because, you know, of course you have your basic cable, your satellite, or whatever. Oh, yeah. Then you have Netflix, then you have Hulu, then you have Amazon. You have all these different suggestions out there. There's thousands of different things to watch, and you're going to fight over what you're going to pin down to watch that evening or that night or whatever, that weekend.
Whenever I go to Netflix, my wife automatically goes, because she knows what it means. Because I'm not just picking for me.
Uh-huh.
Because if I were picking for me, that would be so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I like. I know what I would like to watch. But what I'm really picking is something that not only would I like to watch, but I think she would like to watch as well.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm trying to go through my filter and her filter and then please her in both filters. So that's why I end up doing the endless scroll.
Right.
Because I'm like, okay, I'd like to watch this one because I've heard great things about, what's the prison show with the girls?
Oh, Orange is the New Black.
Heard great stuff about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think my wife would dig that. So I moved past that. I kind of want to watch The Walking Dead because you guys all love it. She's scared of that kind of show, so I can't watch that.
I know. You kind of get in that spot where you're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to watch? And then you try and watch House of Cards and boom, what does like the first 15 minutes have?
There's a booby.
Exactly.
And she's like, what are we watching boobies for?
Yeah, so then you get in trouble for it. And then she just says, just turn it off.
Or so whatever. She gets up and walks out. And then I'm like, oh, I'm here watching boobies by myself. That's even more weird.
Yeah, and there's only like one scene where those actually appear in the whole series itself.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I don't think we should probably approach this subject during the show, but the after show.
I think so.
The podcast, the part where my wife, if she cusses me, will just cuss me. You're going to ask her about it. You're going to tell her about it.
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I'll do it. I want to know because Rachel kind of does the same little thing.
If there's skin?
Mm-hmm. I want to know.
And if they get up like, I got to get something to eat. And you know that's what it's about.
Well, they're playing on the phone the whole time.
You know it. That's what
they're
it's about.
Disengaged. Yeah.
That's what it is. We do waste a lot of time though, don't we?
Oh my gosh. So much time.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right. So Miss Arkansas is happening this weekend. We're excited about the whole pageant. The fact that we have so many people from K-Fine Country who are going to be a part of that. And Bailey Moses is one of the people. Miss Northeast Arkansas, yep. Bailey Moses, is joining us this morning. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So our question to you is, like, have you been up for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, or what's going on down there?
Yeah, pretty much I take a nap every night for 4 hours. No, competition runs so late, so I'll get to my room around midnight. But, you know, your adrenaline's pumping, so you truly don't go to sleep until about 1 or 1:30. And then if you win a prelim award, you have interviews in the morning, so that's a 4 a.m. wake-up call. So literally a 5-minute nap, a 20-minute nap, standing up, laying on the dirty floor, it doesn't matter. You just got to go to sleep during the day, whenever, wherever.
Now, you did get to win a prelim earlier this week, right?
Yes, I actually won two this year. I was very shocked. I won preliminary swimsuit on Tuesday night, and then last night I won talent.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you so much.
So what did you do last night?
I did a jazz dance to Aretha Franklin's Respect, and oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. My adrenaline was pumping so hard, I can't even tell you. I landed, I don't know if you saw my dance or not, but I do, you know, like the Dallas Cowboy split jump all the way down to the floor. I hit the floor so hard, y'all. I popped a blood vessel in my foot, on the top of my foot, and there's just this huge knot. So I literally gave it my all.
Oh my gosh.
So like for people who are looking, for the people who are listening and thinking about this pageant this weekend, I mean, for all of you ladies that are down there, this is a huge deal to be involved in Miss Arkansas, right?
Oh my gosh. I can't even begin to tell you the red carpet that Little Rock has pulled out for us. We went to the governor's mansion yesterday, and we had a ladies' luncheon with First Lady, and the governor popped in to say hello. And today we're going to the attorney general's office to have lunch with Leslie Rutledge.
Oh, cool.
So it feels like home. It's such a big deal here in Arkansas, not to mention all my school has been paid for. Mm. We're giving out over hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, to Arkansas's young women to get their education paid for and graduate debt free.
So it does look like you're having a good time. I've seen through the social media stuff mm-hmm. that it just looks like you girls are all getting to live it up.
Yes, my 20 photos I've posted in like 4 days. I'm so sorry.
You're breaking all social media rules.
Yes, every one of them. And I'm a social media management major.
That's classic. So, like, for you, if you were to go through and win Miss Arkansas this weekend, what would that mean for you as a person, for your career? Like, how big is this as a person?
Wow. So many emotions come to my heart when you ask me that. Just because I have been working towards this dream since I was 14. I started in the Miss Arkansas Outstanding Teen System, and I competed for 3 years. And then my freshman year in college, which I'm a senior now, I started competing in Miss Arkansas. So this is my 4th year. But crown or not, I'm so ready to go into the workforce and have a job interview with my future employer. I can talk to anyone and network, and I'm not afraid to go and talking into a crowd. And that was the training that I received from this organization. And not to mention, I get to graduate debt-free, and I don't have to work to pay off my debt. So that's a huge burden off my shoulders. But, of course, being Miss Arkansas, it would just be a year that I've looked forward to since I was 14 years old and would really mean the world to me.
You know what's so neat is hearing you say that. It makes me think about those young girls who can aspire to do the same mm-hmm. thing, because it's not just about, oh, I'm in a pageant because I have a talent, or because I look great in a swimsuit, or because I look pretty in an evening gown. This truly is something that impacts your entire life going forward.
Yes, you're completely right. This week, I have my business cards in my back pocket. I'm making connections because I know I'm going to have to get a job and start adulting
right.
here in a couple months. So it's truly the best experience a woman in Arkansas can do, just because the caliber that this organization has grown to be and what it can do for you presently, but most importantly in the future as you serve your community as an Arkansan.
So as you got ready for the pageant, of course you have to train, you have to get ready, and I'm interested in the diet, because, you know, obviously when you know you're going to be out there in a swimsuit, the diet's got to be crazy. What has your diet been like for the last couple of months?
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk to you about this week because it's been a little crazy. I'm talking like paydays, Snickers, all this week, all the good stuff.
But you've worked for that point, right?
Right. So for the past couple months, it's been a lot of self-control. You know, high protein, low carb, and running and doing hot yoga. I'd go to the Trim Gym all the time. I love the hot yoga there. And just really switching up my workout routine, but it was all about, you know, eating healthy, making sure that I felt good, because during this week, like I said before, you don't get that much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, you know, if you're not healthy, there is no way you could make it through this week and do the job of Miss Arkansas or even the job of a local title holder. So it's so important to stay healthy and learn what it means to be healthy for you.
So Saturday night, when the pageant's over and you get to go have whatever you're going to eat, what do you go eat in Little Rock?
Okay, I have two things on my mind.
The first one
is chicken fried steak with gravy and green beans with bacon and brown sugar.
Oh, man.
And then for breakfast, I'm going to have 2 waffles with peanut butter and syrup and a ton of butter.
That sounds amazing.
Hey, best of luck to you this weekend. And obviously, we're fans of you from the first time that we met you. And we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you so much. So great talking to you this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we got to play Shania Twain's new song, Life's About to Get Good, for you yesterday morning. We got it direct from Nashville.
Yeah.
Like the rest of the world gets it today. So the cool thing about this show is that Shania Twain has given us some insight into why this is her comeback single. She's been gone for a while. She has her new album, Shania Now, that comes out in late September.
Mm-hmm.
She said the reason she chose Life's About to Get Good as the first single is because her 15-year-old son really identified with this song.
I love that.
This is the one that when he heard it, when he listened to all the songs, he was like, man, that's a great song.
Yeah.
I love that song, Mom. And that convinced her that this should be the first single. Again, if you haven't heard it, Shania Twain and Life's About to Get Good. Here's a little sneak peek.
Oh, that's about joy. That's about pain.
It's a cool story, though, that she decided that her son was going to help her determine what song was going to be the big comeback single. That's a big deal to have the right song as your comeback song. So,
huge.
Cool story.
Well, Brett Eldridge has his own album coming out August the 4th, so in just a couple of weeks. But as we're getting up to that point, he also has an episode of CMT Instant Jam that premieres tonight at 9 o'clock. And with that, it's basically a live concert he did, a recording type thing at Las Vegas. And he plays all of his number one singles and Something I'm Good At.
Reminds me of the show at the condo. Tonight on CMT, if you're a fan of Brett Eldridge, and again, he's going to do all of his big hits, which, I mean, when you go back through his library, there's a whole bunch of big hits that he'll be doing tonight on television, including Drunk on Your Love.
I woke up still drunk, drunk on your love,
Brett Eldridge's first big shows after he had his debut single come out was our show, a K-Fine show in downtown Jonesboro.
I remember.
We kind of have that early connection with Brett Eldridge. He'll be doing this one tonight.
You got your soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip because you know that I lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of the music.
And he'll do this one too. Brett Eldridge on CMT tonight, and that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We told you last week that Katy Perry was doing this weird streaming thing where people could watch her life.
Right, right.
They watched her sleep, they watched her work out, they watched her hang out with friends, they watched her get ready, all this different stuff.
Yeah.
So like to us, it was a publicity stunt to get people to pay attention to her album.
Right.
Over 49 million people
Golly,
watched that stream.
That's crazy. 49 million?
It's huge.
Gee whiz.
So like on a lot of the TV shows that are out there, like 5 or 6 million is a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
So 49 million people watched her getting ready and all that stuff. They say it came from over 190 different countries.
Wow. So, I mean, when you think about that, her reach literally goes worldwide.
And just to watch her sleep and all that stuff.
That is nuts, man.
And like it doesn't cost really, I wouldn't think, other than maybe some server time. Like, you know, they didn't do like a big movie production. It was just her living the day-to-day life.
Jeez.
It's a crazy story.
How many people do you think would actually watch mine?
Yours.
Yeah, if I did one.
49.
49.
49. Not 49 million. 49.
49 is quite generous, if you
ask me. It's a pretty good number,
yeah,
though.
Hey, did you hear this whole thing about the Chainsmokers and Nickelback talking to each other?
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Well, Nickelback, I think they still have that stigma about them. But they were known as, like, the group you made fun of. Oh, are you going to a Nickelback concert or what? You know, they had that stigma for a long time.
And who hated that?
Oh,
I hated
that.
Yeah,
because you love Nickelback.
I really do love them. I think they're awesome.
But the Chainsmokers are kind of going through the same thing because a lot of people are bashing them, and maybe it's not deservingly so. I mean, I like their music. I think they're good.
But it's because they became too big.
Yeah.
Anytime something becomes so mainstream, the people who were the early fans are going to say that they've sold out. So the Chainsmokers do this.
They have huge hits.
Well, it's like the EDM music. They typically have somebody else doing the vocals with it. Mm-hmm. What's Nickelback telling the Chainsmokers?
They're basically saying, look, don't Google yourself. Focus on the fans that are coming to your shows, not what critics are saying on social media or what the people are bashing you for and all that kind of stuff, because they can be mean and ruthless. So just try and be positive with everything. Don't Google yourself.
Don't Google yourself is probably great advice.
It actually really is.
But here's what's funny. I still love Nickelback. Like, I would go to a Nickelback show tomorrow.
Really?
And you laugh about that, but legit, when you've been there, they're really good live. Like, think about going somewhere and hearing the song Photograph. Would that mean anything to you?
I mean, I guess it would be okay.
Because
I'm not the biggest fan. They're all right.
But have you bought into the hype? Are you young enough that you bought into the hype?
When I was in high school, that was like the big thing, is making fun of Nickelback.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it's like...
Look at this photograph. Every time I hear it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red?
Dude, there were so many huge Nickelback hits.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
I do like this song.
Tired of living like a blind man.
I'm sick of sight
without a sense of feeling. And this is how.
And then this one was big too.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs will never get in. It's like the bottom of the night.
Was this your song?
Yes, it was.
Life hasn't turned out.
Leave Nickelback alone.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Jennifer Webb joins us in the studio this morning. How are you?
Good. It's Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hear that.
So, okay, you live in Jonesboro, but work in Pocahontas.
I do. I work at Pocahontas Medical Clinic.
So, do you have to go to work today?
I do.
Oh, so this isn't a day off.
No.
But we saved you a couple hours,
yes,
right?
I got to sleep in a little bit, so that was nice.
Look at that. Yeah. So you got the job in Pocahontas, mm-hmm. and you knew you had to make that drive. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that drive every morning?
You know, it's not too bad. I mean, it's about 45 minutes, but it's kind of my downtime, so I don't mind it as much. Now, whenever it's snowing and icing or flooding, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
So you're a part of the Chamber of Commerce group up there, the leadership group in Randolph County?
Uh-huh. This is our first year, actually, to have the leadership Randolph County, and so we're looking at ways of helping the community. And of course, the flooding was a huge devastation for our community. And Congressman Rick Crawford reached out to one of our doctors, Dr. Dawson, and said, you know, hey, I want to help. How about we do this? And so he said, how about we get the leadership Randolph County involved? And here we are.
So this is all Rick's idea. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Hey, ring the bell for Rick Crawford.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cool. We all saw the images, and you know, for me, I saw the pictures. Of course, everybody was all over social media with it. We saw the videos. I didn't get to actually go and see the flooding firsthand. Mm-hmm. I would assume you did.
Yes, it was. I wasn't there in 2011, and so I wasn't really for sure what to expect. And once I saw it, I was it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what I call home, because I'm there probably more than I'm actually at my own home.
Right.
So, but it was devastating, and there's still. I mean, we had our last. People that left the shelter last week.
Oh my gosh, they were still there.
Yeah, we're 6 weeks out. So
you've dealt with people who lost everything because of the floods.
Yeah.
How does that affect you as just a person?
I mean, it's heartbreaking because you personally want to do all you can to help, but you know that there's only so much you can do. But luckily, our community has pulled together. I mean, we've had churches donate mattresses through Dawson's Furniture.
Right.
We've had cleaning supplies and anything and everything you could think of. People have just came together and donated. And so we've actually, helped a lot of families.
So when we think about this, like individuals, like I can't go individually and help everybody there. But if a lot of individuals go out there and form a big group, we can all help people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's a big benefit relief concert that's happening in Pocahontas tomorrow.
Yes.
On what is supposed to be a beautiful day.
Hot, but beautiful.
But it's going to be beautiful. Yes. Like, we don't have to worry about rain or storms or any of that stuff. Yeah. Tell me about the concert. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Randolph County Fairgrounds from 3 to 7:30. We're going to have local or Pocahontas native Ben Adkins. He'll be our first act.
Right.
And then Paul and Summer Farrell with the band Bodegas.
Awesome.
And we'll have Fault Line.
Right.
And our main act will be the Congressman Rick Crawford and the Triple Nickel.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a cost to get into the concert?
The cost is any monetary donation, gift cards to Walmart, Barton's, Ace, any local lumber hardware stores, and then non-perishable foods that we can donate to the food bank as well.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. And for all of us, you know, we saw the flooding, we saw the devastation. Mm-hmm. Many of us thought, man, I wish I could do something to help those people. And this is a way that we can. And I know because I have a family, as we get ready for the weekend, we're looking for things we can do as a family. Like, what can we do this weekend? Where can we go? What can we spend time? It's not going to cost us a ton of money, you know, because, I mean, mm-hmm. we can't spend a ton of money every weekend. This is something that everybody can go and be a part of. And it doesn't cost them a lot, but it helps a lot of people.
Right. And we'll have food. We'll have a grill set up to do burgers and ribs, and we'll have popcorn. Hopefully we'll have cotton candy. It may be just sugar.
We'll see how it works out. You get to pour it in somebody's mouth.
That's right. Yeah.
I guess when you do an event like this, though, there are probably some corporate sponsors who jump in to help and kind of help to kind of foot the bill to get it going.
Yes.
Anybody we need to say thank you to?
You know, our platinum sponsors, which were anybody that raised or that donated over $1,000, was Pocahontas Medical Clinic, Families Inc., Counseling Services, yep. PICO, and Rotary of Pocahontas.
Awesome.
So,
thanks to all
more.
Of them.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a DJ out there too, right?
Mm-hmm. DJ, Extreme DJ Services with Dane Dillon.
Sweet.
Yep.
So
he's actually
a
local
day.
Police officer as well. So
that's fun.
So he's seen it firsthand why he mm-hmm. wants to get out there and help.
Yeah.
Again, it's the Pocahontas Relief Concert. It's happening at the fairgrounds, the Randolph County Fairgrounds, tomorrow from 3 until 7:30. First of all, thanks for what you're doing. The leadership crew, thanks to mm-hmm. all of them. And
thank
travel
you.
Safe
glad
today.
We can help. Yeah.
So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, you could argue that nobody had more fun at CMA Fest 2017 than Lauren Elena did, surprising some of her fans.
This is awesome.
She did something really similar to what Luke Bryan did. Remember they had the whole deal with Uber and they were driving around and then all of a sudden Luke Bryan gets in the car.
Yes, and the girls freaked out.
Oh, they lost their minds. Something similar to that happened with Lauren Elena because she got in this car, she was in a wig, she had some sunglasses on, she had a big cowboy hat so they didn't recognize her.
Oh, wow.
So they're riding around in this car together with some fans and, you know, they don't really understand that it's Lauren Elena sitting next to them.
Right.
And then suddenly someone asked, were you on American Idol? Are you the one who sings Road Less Traveled? Are you Lauren Elena? And then the car just erupts. Everybody starts screaming. Lauren Elena's having the best time ever. And they had teamed up with Cracker Barrel.
This is cool.
And she gave them biscuits.
I mean, that's the win right there.
That's the ultimate win.
Would you rather meet Lauren Elena or get Cracker Barrel biscuits?
Gosh.
Dude, you give me some biscuits.
Dang, that's a good one.
And some butter on them, and I'm a happy man. Here's Lauren Elena. All right, so Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are out during their Soul to Soul tour. It's a mm-hmm. big tour, selling out everywhere it goes. And it's coming to K-Fine Country as well. We got a new stack of tickets this week for that show.
Sweet.
But Tim McGraw goes backstage, and every once in a while he goes to his Facebook page and he posts this video of him working with like the opening acts and the different young people on the tour. So imagine this. You're in the walkway, a hallway of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that looks like? Like cinder block looking walls and all that kind of stuff. And Tim McGraw starts singing with the band Midland. Okay.
Okay.
And they start doing Dixieland Delight by Alabama. Check this out.
Worked hard all week at a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night.
Again, backstage hanging out.
Couldn't be better.
How cool is this?
I'm together with my Dixieland Delight.
Sing it, David.
Spend my dollar. Parked in a hall beneath the mountain blue light. Over a rooftop, make a little loving. Little turtle dove.
Imagine being Midland and you're performing in the hallway with Tim McGraw. Oh,
gosh, I think that would that be that? I think we made it moment.
Yeah, I think it is. That's cool. Anyway, check out the full video when you go check out Tim McGraw on Facebook. All you have to do is search, well, Tim McGraw.
There you go.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, big Pocahontas Relief concert tomorrow. Yep. Thanks to Jennifer Webb for coming in and sharing that information with us. Again, it's going to be happening tomorrow at the Randolph County Fairgrounds, 3 until 7:30. Congressman Rick Crawford and the Triple Nickel Band is the headliner. But a great way to fundraise out there. There's going to be fun stuff. There's going to be food. But the way you get in is by making a donation, by donating food, by bringing items. So, again, that's the Pocahontas Relief Concert happening tomorrow.
A lot of great movies out this weekend, too. Like, you look at Cars 3.
I know. I want to go see that.
A lot of people excited about that one. That's out this weekend. You also have Rough Night, a comedy with Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, Jillian Bell, people like that. So, sure. Another movie out. Of course, you have the Tupac movie. It's also out this weekend. All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are going to go see that, too.
I think that's going to be pretty big this weekend.
What do you predict?
A lot of people talking about it.
What's number one this week?
Oh, gosh.
It's been Wonder Woman, but I think Wonder Woman's been out for enough now.
I don't know, man. I feel like Cars 3 will give it the biggest competition, but Wonder Woman has been so big as of late, it could be number one again.
You think so?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was.
But, man, those kids' movies when the parents are looking for stuff to do with the kids in the summer.
When it comes to kids' movies, it's almost like you have to try to mess those up.
Yeah. Cars 3 out today, but Tupac's out too. Let's do some Tupac real quick.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when Terry and Michael did the show, Terry Wood and Michael Steele, they used to play Tupac all the time.
That's what I heard. California Love.
One of their favorite songs.
Yeah. I heard Terry used to put on his chains and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the little bandana tied in the front. All Eyes on Me in theaters this weekend as well. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Check out the podcast. You can listen to the entire show and the after show.
Yep.
We have the links up, too, on social media if you want to have the direct link so you can figure out how to click and find it. Brandon Baxter in the morning on iTunes and Google Play Music.